Blog Talk Radio.
start to tremble. It's like a quiet storm. Girl, I love it when you wait for me and hold on till it's time. Girl, then we reach the peak and the explosion hits. Girl, you blow my mind.
God grant me the words to speak his thoughts during this live broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Hello, happy Thursday. I am Beth. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Sweet dreams, wherever you are in the world. Remember, this is the worldwide internet, so listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports are worldwide. So I just would like to say hello and what's up to all of Culture Shock Entertainment Report's worldwide listeners. I need to learn how to say good morning and hello and have a nice day in different languages also. So, you know. So, thank you for tuning in. My apologies for not broadcasting yesterday morning. The topic is the same. Friends with benefits, no strings attached relations. But before we get to that topic, I'll just talk about things that have been happening, current news stories, and also like to send a big what's up to everyone who's celebrating birthdays today and special occasions like anniversaries and so on. So many people that I know are celebrating birthdays this week and this month, period. So shout out to my friend Carol Crump in Chicago. Her birthday was on the 8th. And also today is Jimmy Smith, a former roommate friend of mine. A lot of you all probably are familiar with his name. He's a former NFL football player. Also played recent years, retired from Jacksonville Jaguars. He was drafted from Jackson State. Swag, what's up, Swag? And played with the Cowboys. That was the first NFL team that he played with. So today is his birthday. He's on Facebook, so send him a happy birthday on Facebook and just happy birthday and just shout out to all of my online friends. So right before I came on air, I want to congratulate Rick Saturn for winning three of the states where the primaries were held the other night. Well, one state, there was a beauty primary, and the other two were, you know, really important. I think all of them are important, you know. So right before I came on the air, I checked my email, and he sent out an email from his website, because obviously I'm hooked up to all their websites. I'm still leaning toward Mitt Romney, which more than likely that's who I'm going for. But we're all in this together. I mean, all of us, regardless of the political party that we are affiliated with, it's important for us to know the causes and the platforms and where our politicians who represent us, we the people, stand, including our sitting president, whom I do love so much. You all know this, Rich Rucknick. Teases me all the time. He said, "You're some Republican. You have a big crush on a president." I don't think it's a crush, but I do admire the president and the first lady, you know, and the whole family. I mean, you're crazy if you don't. It's just an amazing family. But Richard Torn sent out an email. One of you all know I love Ronald Reagan, so he talks of Ronald Reagan in this email. And he states, "Dear Patriot, what a night. Did it again. We shot the moderate establishment and pulled off what the media leaked said was impossible by winning three huge contests that were told we couldn't win. I'm exhausted, but I'm so elated. Before I try and write and get some sleep, I had to sit down and write you this letter. As I watched the returns come in tonight," this was obviously Tuesday night, "my thoughts kept turning to Ronald Reagan in 1976. When he ran against the moderate President Gerald Ford. And as a little girl, I was a big admirer of Gerald Ford also. In the beginning of that campaign, he lost the first 8 primaries. The media and the establishment made fun of his campaign. They said he had no shot and told him to get out of the race. But then Reagan got on a roll, winning in North Carolina and a slew of states after that. The conservative base rallied to him. Despite all odds, he went all the way to convention. Just like Ronald Reagan said in the Republican convention in 1976, conservatives must stand for something, even if our party establishment hesitates. Reagan said that we must have a banner of bold, unmistakable color with no pastel shades." So this is from his this is an email I received from his website, and it just talks about Santorum is surging, and the conservatives face a choice now. It's time for choosing. Who will we choose? Another Gerald Ford, Bob Dole, or John McCain? Or will we choose a conservative standard bearer to inspire our party and along with it?" So, and then he goes on to say, "This is your last chance." Oh, yeah, this is campaign talk. "Well, in August of 1976, Ronald Reagan and President Gerald Ford came to the Republican convention in Kansas City with the primary in doubt. Reagan lost that delegate battle, but won the day and led our party in the right direction towards bold ideas and clear contrast with our opponents. And then he goes on to say, if we take immediate action, we can unite together behind a single conservative standard bearer and win the Republican nomination. So this is his campaigning. I know what's coming next. I saw that Mitt Romney and his team did to Newt Gingrich after he won South Carolina. They amassed millions of dollars for his campaign and his super PAC, outspending his opponents nearly 5-1. This month would be no exception. They're going to come after us because Romney doesn't have a clear conservative vision for America that he can run. All the momentum is on our side now. And then he goes on and talks about surveys, and he talks about that he can beat Romney and then President Obama with the kind of conservative ideas that he supports. Then he compares himself to Ronald Reagan. Just like President Reagan once said, we can either preserve this nation as the last best hope on earth for our children, or we can consign them to a 1,000 years of darkness by leaving America weaker than we found it. And he just goes on and on campaign talk. And I just wanted to share that info with you all, because it was an email that I received right before going on air. And I will share info that I received and that is known to me from all four candidates. Mitt Romney, who you all more than likely, who I'm pretty much promoting more than the others, but because I was leading toward him before Perry got in office. I mean, not in office, announced his bid to try to get the nomination, because I'm a longtime supporter of his. So that's why I went ahead and, you know, was supporting him and promoting him extensively. But it looked like, you know, Romney is the guy. And I'm still wondering who is this independent who plans to get in the race in March or April. Would be Forbes or whomever. Obviously, it's not Trump, because he is heavily endorsing Romney, and he pretty much convinced me to go ahead and make my decision because I am a big supporter of Trump, and I think Trump would make a good vice president to anyone. Because if Barbara, the former governor of Mississippi, had decided to run, which a lot of my friends are glad he didn't run, and so he's a whole other subject. I thought they would have been a good running mate. And then I thought Perry. But to me, Donald Trump would be a good running mate to pretty much anybody who is the nomination, if he would like to be, because of his strong work ethic and his ideas regarding getting the economy back on track. I don't even know if he would be interested in something like that. But we do know that he's endorsing Mitt Romney. And he released a video about the topic yesterday about Rick Santorum. I have it posted, but I haven't had a chance to look at it from beginning to end. We have about 6 more minutes of airtime. And also the number is 614-409-0614. We're going to comment before we stop live streaming. And also the chat room is open, and I do have guests in the chat room. So hello to the chat room listeners. So be sure to create a listener profile so you can not only interact with myself, with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and me, but also with my fellow Blog Talk Radio talk show hosts and producers. I have a blast listening to the other shows. The fellow hosts are just amazing. But like I told you all, I love getting what happened today in history from the Dallas newsletter. And one thing that happened in history, Daylight Saving War time went into effect in the United States in 1942. The clocks turned 1 hour forward. You know, the history facts are really amazing to me. Then, in 1964, the Beatles made their first live American TV appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. Ed Sullivan introduces the Beatles. I was born in 68. How many of you remember that? I bet that was amazing. I don't know how I felt the first time I saw Prince Midnight Special, and especially on American Bandstand. I just went wild. And also, what else happened in history? New York Yankees slugger Alex Rodriguez admitted he took banned substance from 2001 to 2003. Britain's Princess Margaret, the sister of Queen Elizabeth II, died in 2002 at age 71. And the, okay, now we're talking of birthdays. Mia Farrow turned 67 today. Kara King, singer-songwriter, 70. Joe Pesci is 69. He's so funny. Alice Walker, the author of Color Purple, which was made into a movie, which just turned Whoopi and Oprah into superstars, turned 68. Senator of Virginia Jim Webb is 66. Travis Tritt is 49. Actress Julie Warner, 47. I can't really pronounce his name. Vladimir Guerrero, I don't pronounce his last name. Baseball player, 37. Actress Judith Light, I've always liked her from Who's the Boss. But I remember her from Soap Opera Days. Soap Opera Days used to come on before Young and the Restless. I remember her from way back then. She's 63 today. So I think, no, I'm thinking about Morgan Fairchild. Wasn't Judith Light in the Soap Opera also? But Who's the Boss, most definitely. But I might be thinking about Morgan Fairchild. But she's awesome too. But today is Judith Light's birthday. But again, we have about 3 more minutes. And the topic is about friends with benefits, relationships. And it's pretty much, that's a popular topic. Ryan Seacrest talks about it on his shows. A few movies, Friends with Benefits and No Strings Attached, and a couple other movies with the theme have been produced in recent years. A couple movies that I still need to see and would love the promotions and seeing the interviews regarding them. And just you see them on the topic on blogs and just everywhere regarding the topic. And also in real life, talking with your friends and those of you who say, no way, I couldn't be in a friends with benefit relationship or no strings attached relationship, of those that do live, you know, happy lives with friends with benefit relationships. I've posted and will post some more articles and videos regarding that topic. And I also like hearing your stories also. Zane, which interacts with her fans a lot, talk about the topic also. So it's good to friend her. LaDon Black, love expert, TV and radio personality in Philadelphia, she talks on the subject also. So those are a couple people to talk about on different topics, including that topic. I myself have experienced friends with benefits relationships before. Those kind of relationships aren't for everybody. But if you can, if they are, they're okay. Everything's not for everybody. Everybody's not equipped for certain things. You know, I'm not. So the friends with benefits relationships I have experienced, they tend to work out. You have to have understanding. You have to be open. And you have to, and it's good. Being honest is important also, because you don't want to, if you're in a relationship with your friend, you don't want to hurt your friend. But from research and preparation for the show and looking at surveys, it was revealed to me that a lot of young people experience friends with benefit relationships during their college years and so on. But honestly, it seems like people of all ages experience those relationships. It could be those that are, you know, of course single, are separated, divorced, very busy schedules, but, you know, have an agreement with their friend to, you know, connect in a beneficial way. And so, you know what I mean, what I'm talking about. I have a show rated for mature, but still. But so I have 20 more seconds for live streaming, so I can continue talking. But the live streaming will discontinue in about 10 seconds. So Valentine's Day is only a few days away, and need to get on it if you haven't started getting on it for Valentine's. So thank you so much for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I want to continue talking. And if you have a comment, my friends in the chat room, please make a comment. But, okay, making an announcement that the show was going to stop live streaming, I almost got, well, not sidetracked, but I get that little hesitation. Also, I have my television tuned to E, and E News is on, so I hope you all cannot hear it. But back to those type of relationships, friends with benefits and no strings attached relationships, it depends on the mindset, honestly. And it definitely has to be agreed on both sides. Because like I said, what I was saying before I began announcing that the show would stop live streaming, that, you know, if it's friends with benefits relationship, you definitely want to keep your friend. You don't want to hurt your friend. And so, in my experience, it's important to be open. The lines of communication should be open, because if they're your friend, the lines of communication should be open anyway. So, situations should be understandable, you know, because in some situations, some people are just not emotionally available. Are just in different places in their lives, but are friends and are attractive, you know, sexually. And from the research that I was also looking at, they were using the example was used that friends with benefits and no strings attached relationships sometimes, you know, are the relationship of not being in love. If it's a friend benefit relationship, obviously you care for and love your friend just generally, but not in love. So it talks about that. Also, I have articles and stats and surveys posted and tweeted out, and I will share more. And I welcome your thoughts and opinions also regarding the subject. You know, and like I said before, we all know that lifestyle is not for everybody. But it's for some people, and apparently it's for more people than we are aware of also. And if two people are single and they're not in any type of exclusive relationship or separated, you know, they're not getting back with the person that they're with, why not? You know, I really can't talk right now because I'm practicing sexual abstinence. But I have been in those type of situations, and it's like I said before, as long as you're open and honest, and know where to stop your feelings. Because one friend, I must admit, one friend with benefit situation I was in, could have fallen in love with this person, but because it was understood that this was a friend with benefit situation, I knew to control. That you know, and so we're still friends. So, you know, because it's always understood that, you know, and vice versa, he could fall in love with me also. But we knew that we were in different places in our lives, so we were friends to care for each other and still care for each other. But, you know, respect each other's decisions and how each other live their lives and so on. So I said in the description that I would share my own personal story. So I'm sharing a little bit of my personal experience dealing with that situation. And let's see, what else? I was going to say feel free to call in, but you can call in because you can call in and listen. You can call in and talk. And the number is 409-0614, because you can still call in and listen to the show. Therefore, you can talk with me, like Rich, Roughneck, and I continue to talk. But the chat room is open, and again, if you don't have a listener profile, do create one so you can just interact and go to different chat rooms, not only Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, because there are just so many awesome blog talk radio shows. And please, don't hesitate to let me know if you're interested in advertising. And Blog Talk, come check out Tim Reports, will be turning 1 on March the 21st. Yes, on March the 21st of this year, 1 year. So hopefully my friend that dude will return to celebrate the 1 year birthday. And of course, Ridge Roughneck will celebrate, I guess. You know, he's his own man, so he makes his own decisions. But remember, tomorrow is sports Friday, so definitely we'll talk about sports. Because there's so much to talk about. I recently purchased Mark Cuban, Mr. Cuban's e-book. I began reading it. I like just the beginning. I've been so busy and so trying to get proper rest that I have not read the book yet. But I believe I'm going to read that book in one sitting. And so have a webinar to attend later on today. Also, Lewis Powell. You can tweet him at Lewis, LewisHowes. Especially if you would like to upgrade your ambitions and your goals within very successful in sports marketing and media. And it's just good. It's good to participate if you deal with sports in any kind of professional way. So the last webinar that I attended a couple of weeks ago was amazing. And so this one's supposed to be just like super, super, super amazing. So I'm looking forward to that webinar later on. But, you know, I remember to bring that up since I mentioned Mark's ebook, because I've seen so many good reviews regarding his book. I knew it was good. And so he's always receiving good feedback from people regarding how good the book is. So I'm like, oh, my God, I never even want to get this book. So I finally purchased and downloaded it, and I can't wait to just to devour it. And I'm also reading my cousin's book, Linda White Oliver of Dallas, Texas, native Jackson native. But she goes back and forth, so she's like both. I also need to finish her book, Merlin's Adventure. And she is excited to be a guest on the show, and she's looking forward to talking with you all. So I guess this is like Culture Shock Entertainment Report's book club recommendation to read my cousin Linda's book, Merlin's Adventure. And you can purchase it at your local bookstore. You can purchase her e-book from Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and her publisher. I don't want to misspell the name. It's Libris. If you're familiar with that publisher, I think it's xlibrs.com. You can purchase the book from that site also. I received mine from Barnes & Noble. But read her book so you, when she's guests, you can ask her certain questions about this, like, sexy thriller. It's a novel, and Linda is well-established, retired in customer service, and she is a worldwide traveler. So I have began reading it, but I have not completed it. Because, like I said, I've been so consumed and so busy, but I definitely want to have read it before she is guest. But she's ready, and she wants to talk with you all. And also those of you that are interested in her doing a book signing or sending you a signed copy, I'm sure she would oblige at that opportunity. But I'll stop saying all this. I'm just enjoying this time with you all. I can miss on Wednesday, but I think next week is going to be like a full week. Because hopefully my friend Mark Mills, he's going to have fun in Hollywood, going to the Grammys and going to the party. So hopefully he will take time off his fun, busy schedule and give us a little 411 of what's going on out there regarding the Grammy weekend. And Morris Mills, whose song, you know, he gave me the green light to go ahead and play Riding Around as my theme song before I premiered the show called Shark and Tim Report. He was my choice anyway to produce my theme song. So he was like, since I dig it so much, go ahead and let Round and Round be my theme song. And of course, after I had played my Round and Round this morning, played The Groove Booty by Time Warp Inc. I love that group, and I still need to contact with the one man electronic musician. I still need to contact him to talk with him on the show in the near future. And you all know who I played at the end, because I know some of you still aren't in the Valentine's Day mood. But if you listen to Prince, Luther Vandross, ABS, I'll be sure, whom I love and support so much, you listen to their music, or play their music while you're trying to be romantic or have your whole romance plan figured out. I mean, you definitely need to have a Prince and I'll be sure and Babyface and Luther and some Whitney and some Mariah and some Beyonce's love songs, you know, on your playlist. And to be honest, if you just tune in to Slow Jam to abishu.net, tune in to that channel, you have your own, like, romance playlist for Valentine's Day. But on Tuesday, you know, recently I've only been airing on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. But I plan to air on Tuesday morning, of course, play a few love romantic songs and talk about Valentine's Day. And don't you all hesitate to call in 714-409-0614 to talk about Valentine's Day and a Valentine's, love, hello, and shout-outs and so on. But on Monday, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day again and also the event that I would be a participant in on Monday evening on the prestigious campus of HBCU, Historical Black College University, Tougaloo College, as part of Delta Week celebrations on Monday night. Remember, I will be a Republican panelist at Stop the Clowning Around, What's Going On with Our Ringleaders, on Monday night at Holmes Hall Auditorium on Tougaloo College campus in Tougaloo, Mississippi. That is on the outskirts of Jackson, the capital of Mississippi, north of Jackson. And there's going to be a voter registration for absentee voters, and because the voting poll is also there on campus, and also door prizes for audience members. So it's going to be a pretty neat, well-balanced, that's the goal of the event, to have a well-balanced political discussion panel. Though sometimes you watch or go to political discussion panels and only maybe one party represented. But the goal of this panel, which Christian Harris, senior at Tougaloo, told me, is to have a well-balanced panel of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. So I appreciate your prayers and your support for me to do a good job if you cannot attend. My television, all of a sudden, volume went up. A commercial was on and it went up, so my apologies if that interrupted you. But I only have 20 seconds left, and I wanted to talk about more, but hopefully I can talk more on Friday. Again, thank you so much for your support. Views have exceeded 40K on the profile, and just thank you. Until next time, God bless, and thanks for listening to the Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth.